rushing into the second hour of the program, you can dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. We go to Jim in Illinois, who was just getting into telling us that his big issue is overpopulation. And Jim, you suggested that the world is overpopulated today. You said it's not sustainable. And I wanted to give you a chance to expound upon it, and then I want to dig into it, because I don't know if I agree with you.
Well, I'm a biologist by education, and also I'm armchair economist. And to me, all this economy stuff just boils down to two words, which literally, the literal word of economy means house rules. So, and let's dig into ecology. That's the study of the house, or the study of the home, or even so, home economics is just a misnomer, and studying economics is like studying a living organism.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, a study was published by MIT, and I believe if the link is still good, I don't know if you guys want me to say the web address, but there is a copy of a Beyond the Limit standard run of the population of the world, and it's a graph depicting how the population growth with different things like resources, pollution, food, technological innovation, all those things.
Technological innovation, how is that affected by the amount of people?
As the population, Keynesian economics states that as needs increase, economies actually grow by technological expansion, by technological innovation, beyond the basic model that was derived from Adam Smith. This was before game theory, though. So that's what most economists, even Ben Bernanke, he's a Keynesian economics person. They're trying to encourage innovation, I believe, from the Federal Reserve is trying to encourage innovation by giving out all this grant money of the stimulus funds to different organizations and hoping they become innovative.
This is not answering my question as to why is it that overpopulation affects technology development? Technological development comes from mines. Mines in plenty, you would think, would make for more technological innovations. I understand that a scarce resource, that you know, the lack of resources would make it so that you wouldn't be able to develop in a certain area. But why is it that fewer mines make for more technological development?
I'm not saying that fewer mines would make more technological development. That by in no case would be true. But I'm saying overpopulation in general is causing a lag phase of growth. If humanity is in a petri dish of the earth, there are three stages to all bacteria in a petri dish. There's an exponential growth phase, a stationary phase, and a lag phase. Now, as they compete for resources, all the bacteria of the plate, if they're a single, all the same cell, homogeneous.
You know, I was at the grocery store over the weekend, and this was one of those wholesale grocery stores, and they specialize in mostly organic stuff and that kind of thing. They had whole chickens for 50 cents a pound. Tell me about these scarce resources we've got, this competition for resources.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're comparing apples to oranges here. I mean, humans to bacteria.
Well, I mean, he's absolutely right. There is a point of overpopulation for the earth, but, I mean, what's the evidence?
Evidence being in this. We, as the United States, have the luxury of having all this stuff for cheap. To try to sell that same chicken in a deprived African nation would be, even to our own, if we would take our own dollars over there, would be much more expensive.
Well, likely in that case, I mean, if you're talking about a well-fed chicken in that particular area, I mean, chickens still live in Africa and people still eat them, I'm sure. But, you know, it's not as easy to get the grain and all those other things. But many African countries have fine grain production. I believe Tanzania used to be very good until the socialists took over. Well, the central planners, the people that say there's too many people on the planet.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned something about a government, the Federal Reserve giving grants out to encourage innovation, and that's not how you encourage innovation. You encourage innovation by allowing people to be free and allowing companies and individuals to compete for a market share so they have to innovate in order to garner that market share. That's how innovation is created. Everything that the government is doing is just misdirection. It's
well,
not going
you're preaching to the converted here.
Okay.
Well, but do you understand?
But, these are the ideas I believe are behind a lot of the things.
Well,
go ahead.
What I want to point out is when you say that the world is overpopulated, that the only way to handle that is top down, there's no organic way for people of the world to decide, you know what, there's too many people here, let's just stop humping. There's that. I mean, the earth certainly can handle that when the time comes. The earth can handle it, but the people, I'm talking about the attitude, right. The prevailing attitude of people, and we're a long way from people saying, there's just too many people out here.
The bacteria does not decide in the petri dish to all of a sudden die. It runs out of resources and it dies on its own ways.
Well, right,
but,
and that's
but humans
apples
can
to oranges.
Create more resources.
Right, that's exactly
we can
it.
Tiered farming. It's
vertical
possible,
farming.
Yeah, it's possible to do vertical farming. There's people
hydroponics.
There's people growing tomatoes in their windows in skyscrapers now.
So that's
possible.
That's
years
the
ago.
Thing that you're missing there. With your comparison, the petri dish to the world and people is we've got the human mind, and that's how resources, natural resources, are created, are turned into more wealth. You can combine your ideas with the natural resources and create wealth that never existed before. Different farming techniques and pesticides and things like that have allowed one square foot of farming area to yield more and more. More food.
And the problem with the scientific method as it is employed today is that people that believe certain things, like the world's overpopulated, go out and do studies
or that there's a lack.
World's population. And what you don't get is the other side of the story. They look at the data, they collect data that agrees with them, and then they put it out there as science. But there's no hard science about world being populated. Economics, not a hard science.
No, I wouldn't say not a science at all. But if we can take this, if you want to discuss it further, or if you want to talk to another caller, I understand. But if you take this on a socio aspect of overpopulation, as far as how governments are ran, how governments are concerned, as China, if we cannot agree that China has a lot of people for little, for as much land mass as they have, I'm not saying I'm communist by any means, but can we really fault them or their method of government when they have so many more people to deal with?
Yeah. In fact, we also should point out, though, that
China isn't dealing with people. I mean, you're not dealing with people when you decide, forms of governance. Governance is really just, they're just the modern-day slave masters. I mean, it's like saying, well, when you're dealing with the black people, can we really fault the slave masters for putting them to work in the fields and dressing them in rags and giving them poor medical attention or whatever it is?
Yes.
Yes, I can fault them for that. They are coercing people.
Right. So what's your solution for the overpopulation thing? I mean, you believe there is the earth is overpopulated, so what do you propose?
I just propose knowledge that there is finite number amount of resource, and there is
but there's not a technological
innovation out there to improve our standard of living throughout the entire world.
People understand that, and they act accordingly. People of the middle class understand that if they have 9 children, they won't be able to provide for those children in the manner that they want to provide for them, so they have 1. They also understand, everybody understands the scarcity of resources in the pricing structure.
Well, while there may be a finite amount of resources, the ways those resources can be utilized is infinite because of the human mind factor. Wealth is infinite. It's always, as long as it's not being restricted, creation of it is not being restricted by governments. And I thank you for the call, which is where kind of a lot of the problems with feeding people comes into is oppressive third world governments just not allowing people to be free and innovate and create new methods and things like that to put food into people's mouths.
Well, they'll go steal it if you produce wealth.
But there's a lot there. there are a lot of resources, but what changes over time is the way we utilize them. We utilize them more effectively over time to feed more people. More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This radiographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. Doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. You can find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
All right, we're going to continue here taking your phone calls, but I want to come back to the overpopulation issue when we get a chance. First, let's talk to Jesse, listening to WIMS in Michigan City. Hey, Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. Jesse?
Hi, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. My call is regarding the rising cost of health care and
yes, sir.
If government has actually created that.
Yes.
I've heard theories that saying that, but since the 1950s, if you had to go to the hospital in the 1950s, you were going to pay about a day's worth of wages to go to the hospital. Average wages versus a day in the hospital would be about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Medicare and Medicaid came into play, the government began telling how much they would pay for services provided, so on and so forth. Those costs actually got moved to people who were not under government health care.
That is correct.
So my question becomes is, how do people come to the conclusion that government health care, everyone being fully insured by the government, would actually drive health care costs down?
Well, because they don't have the information you have. I think
okay.
that you've probably got more information than most people do. Most people, it seems to me that the average American, as far as how much they know about the economics of behind healthcare, of which you speak, is probably not very. They probably just don't know very much. So what they're told is, hey, how'd you like have to not ever pay for healthcare again? And of course they say, well, yeah, healthcare's so expensive, man, I don't want to have to pay for this stuff anymore. That'd be great if I didn't have to pay for it. And of course nobody tells them that, you will be paying for it through taxes, and because it's government, it'll become extremely expensive compared to how expensive it is right now. And it's because of government that it is as expensive as it is right now. These people, this is lost on them because they've never heard this stuff before.
Well, my question then becomes, at what point do we as a society, how do we approach this? I mean, obviously you can contact Congress, so on and so
yeah.
forth, but that does no good because
right.
they're frankly not interested in listening to what you and I have to say.
Not in the least.
So what becomes the next point? What's the next step as far as beyond healthcare? What's the next step that we should be taking as citizens to try to prevent this from occurring?
Well, that is a great question, and within it is an immediate fallacy that I want to address, and that is that you're a citizen in the first place. If you only look at the definition of a citizen, it's a person that owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So the unspoken assumption there is that you are a citizen because, well, you've always thought you were and they told you that you were. But what if I told you that they have said that they have no obligation to protect you? Then would you be a citizen? If they don't have a concomitant obligation to protect in return for your duty of allegiance, then could there possibly be such a thing as a citizen in the first place? Does that make sense?
To step away from the word citizen, I didn't mean to
well, what else
bring
can I do?
That
well,
up. No, I was just simply saying as a member of society, as a person who will be affected by this, what would be the suggestion that you may have
mass
to
non-cooperation.
Step away from it?
Yeah, mass non-cooperation is my answer, Mark. Your
right.
thoughts?
Well,
yeah,
this is a question that has come up on Free Talk Live many, many, many times, and ones that we've asked also. We've been on the air since 2002 and basically been doing a libertarian show. The Republican talk shows and the Democratic talk shows, basically their solution is to vote for the red team or vote for the blue team because they'll save us. And the evidence, to me, shows that, in fact, neither team really cares about anything but your wallet. What is the solution? Well, we can say vote libertarian, but it's not really a great solution.
No, that's not my solution. I'm not a libertarian.
Right. At one point, that was kind of our solution. It's the
right.
only thing we had. So when you – obviously, the Republicans and the Democrats have both won major elections. Libertarians haven't won crap. So that solution is a crappy one. And we came across an organization called the Free State Project, and its goal is to move liberty-loving individuals to one state. They chose New Hampshire. so that those liberty-loving individuals could return the government, bring the government of that state to really a maximum role of protecting life, liberty, and property, and not stepping out into the bounds of things like, you know, socialized health care and all this other crap that the government seems to want to do.
That's the answer. That's the best answer, in my opinion, is if you really care about liberty, if you really understand freedom, and you agree that in order to be free yourself, you have to allow others to also have freedom. If you get all that, then I would say, yeah, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and move to New Hampshire. But for most people, that's not going to be for whatever reason, they're going to have things that they want to stay where they are for. And so the Free State Project won't really seem to be an option to them. And to them, I say that the only solution is to do something similar, is to get together with like-minded people and to stop cooperating with the state. I think it's that non-cooperation factor that's going to change the tide. If you see a change happen, it'll be because people have just refused to go along with this stuff. But as long as Americans just they just bow down and bend over and jump through whatever hoops the government continues to put up for them and pays out whenever they demand to be paid out to, then you'll never see anything change. It starts with you. It starts with you saying no sometimes. Not all the time. Maybe not every single issue. But from now and then when the zoning department comes around or some cop demands that you do something or whatever, you just try saying no. Don't stand up for the judge when he enters the courtroom. It's going to be risky. It's going to mean that people are going to spend time in jail cells, but hey, nothing worth doing has ever been easy, right?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I did book my plane ticket today for August the 25th. I'll be flying into Manchester.
Oh, lovely.
So you already knew what the answer was. Well, my question is actually above and beyond that, though. I'm talking on a national level versus on a individual level. How do we as individuals affect the national scene?
I don't think there is any scene nationally that we can affect. I think that, as you said earlier, they aren't listening. They aren't paying attention. They don't care about what you think and what you want. It's all about them and what they want and what's going to enrich their buddies and punish their enemies. And I don't personally believe I can have any effect on them and what they want. So I'm in favor of the idea of backing out entirely and not being a part of it anymore, not consenting while the state of New Hampshire or the state of Vermont or wherever is still this political organization is still a part of the United States. I personally will not be supporting it voluntarily. I will not be paying them. I will not be obeying them. And then eventually, hopefully, some state government people will get it in their heads that it's a good idea to actually declare independence and to secede from the Union. I think that would be the best way to deal with the national scene, is to eliminate it entirely.
Well, the question is that the original points of our country was to be a free and independent nation. I'm not ready to give up on the idea of the United States yet.
Let's talk about that. If you don't mind, hang on. We'll bring you back here because I don't want to cut you off. If you're not ready to give up on it yet, I'd like to know why. 800-259-9231. Is it just kind of a mentality, like an apple pie flag-waving feeling that you're getting that's keeping you attached to it? Please explain in a moment.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Listen.freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, and that's part of what we've been discussing here with Jesse in Michigan City, listening to WIMS about what can be done about all of this big government stuff going on, about all this tyranny, this police state nonsense that we're seeing happening all over the place in America. And I don't want anybody to think that I believe this has only been happening in the last 6 months. It's been building for decades. And it's very frustrating, very difficult. It's hard to fathom that anything could possibly change in D.C. And you were just saying a moment ago, Jesse, that you believe that the United States is worth saving. And I just wanted you to expound on what you mean by that. Why?
I think Lincoln said it best in the Gettysburg Address that, you know, 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. I mean, he was basically drawing from people such as Franklin, Jefferson, George Washington. I mean, people, the people who founded our country had the right idea. They believed in the idea of limited government, extremely limited government. They believed in the idea that people will, by default, make the right choices. we've gotten so far away from that, and I would say it's probably been in the last 40 years. I don't think that those ideas and those concepts should be given up. Those are the things that made the United States great. What's happening is we're moving away from that, and it needs to be stopped. I'm not ready to give up on the idea of the United States, because the United States is based off of principles that are timeless.
I agree with you on that. And Rome was based on the ideas of republic and all that other stuff. And then Caesar crossed the Rubicon, and all that crap was over with. And I think that, I love the ideas and the principles that the United States was founded on.
Civil slavery thing.
And I was making the argument that you're making now a few years ago. However, then the New London versus Connecticut, or the New London versus, help me out here, Ian.
Supreme Court case.
Supreme Court
Kelo.
Case.
Kelo.
Kelo versus New London case for the Supreme Court occurred, where the Supreme Court, a bunch of nine people decide what the Constitution says and doesn't say. At least that's how I was taught in school, who I clearly can't read, decided that, the towns and the municipalities could take people's property away and give it to other people if they felt like it. And so that occurred, and that was really tough for me to accept. And then the Ron Paul campaign occurred, and, we campaigned our little hearts out here in New Hampshire, and there were signs everywhere for Ron Paul. And, he got 9% here in New Hampshire.
It just wasn't 8%.
8%. It just wasn't enough to do anything. And I realized that Washington is such a juicy, delicious, nectar-filled fruit there for those that love power, and that the power's there now. I mean, the idea was to keep the power from going there, but it is there today. And
they don't have principles.
They don't. They don't care about the ideas of freedom and liberty or any of that stuff. They care about having power, employing power, and how to keep power.
And I think to believe that you can dethrone them somehow is really not based in reality from what I've seen. And like Mark said, I was once there too, believing that, well, we just need to fight harder. We need to give more money to these organizations that are fighting for liberty in Washington, D.C. And maybe if we just give enough money to them or run the right candidates, it'll all of a sudden start working in favor of freedom. And all of the historical evidence, of course, shows that that's just not the case. And I'd like to point out that all of the founding father lovey-dovey stuff that you said about their principles, again, putting aside the whole slavery thing and the fact that Thomas Jefferson started a war pretty quick on into his presidency, and all kinds of contraindications to their supposed principles. But putting aside all that, you'll find a lot of the same principles in the New Hampshire Constitution. I mean, there's freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and a lot of those same ideas are right there in the New Hampshire Constitution. I mean, it's the same guys, a lot of them, that formed the federal government, so why not just hold on to it in that form instead of going at the national level? What's the attraction for you in the idea of forcing 50 different geopolitical designations to be in concert with one another?
Because as the United States, there is a strength in defense, there's a strength in numbers that you don't have as individual states, that you wouldn't have as individual.
How many smaller states around the country, around the world, are currently engaged in defensive warfare against somebody that is looking to take them over?
Very few, if none.
And also, I'd like you to answer how many times the United States military, since its inception, has been used to fight a war of defense, a war that, was any of them,
an
war of defense.
Attack on the homeland or whatever?
Something. I mean, it seems to me when they get the military, this reason for it, and I agree that's the reason you would want it. But when they get this big military, they don't get rid of it like the Constitution said they should, and they use it to fight all kinds of unconstitutional, unconscionable wars.
Let
me answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
One war.
Jesse.
I'm sorry?
Name one war that military's been used for that was
defensive.
Defensive, good, right, just, constitutional.
I would say World War II would be the first thing that comes to mind.
And probably the Asian theater of World War II. There's some
embargo that was placed on Japan that kind of encouraged them to run that attack on Pearl Harbor. So it was the meddling of the U.S. government that arguably is what the reason why that was happened in the first place.
But you can also say that even in Europe, Hitler posed a threat to the security of the ideas of a free society.
Well, if you say that,
I mean, you can't say that Hitler was
justified. If you say that somebody poses a threat to the idea of freedom, you have just justified every war ever. The fact is, you pose a threat to smashing my face in. Should I go over to your house and shoot you?
Well, I mean, this question has been in society since the times of Caesar. I mean, Mark Anthony and, you know, they had this argument of, do you crush the egg before the snake is born, or do you wait to make sure that the egg has a snake in it?
Absolutely.
I mean, you can say this argument has been in place since the beginning of humanity.
And
but there does come a time when there's a clear and imminent threat to a way of life, and certain ways of life deserve to be protected.
When
you have a person, you have a dictator start taking an entire society of people and placing them in ovens and gas chambers, there comes a time where there is sufficient evidence to say that we as free people who hold the ideas of freedom and liberty have to step up for the defense of our common man.
This is the dichotomy there. They weren't putting the Jews in ovens as far as any Americans were concerned. Hitler invaded Poland and declared war on the United States, and we went over there to fight. Then we found out about the Jews. We didn't go over there and fight because of the Jews.
Well, there's that, but there's also the fact that you are making the decision as to what you value and presuming that what you value is what everyone should value and that therefore everyone should go along with what you're valuing. And I understand that what you're saying, let's say that we did know about ovens. Let's say that we did know about it. You don't have to even focus on World War II. You can look at all kinds of different dictators around the world that are doing awful things, doing horrific crimes against humanity. And, of course, the United States government isn't involved in trying to stop all of them, so that's another issue to put aside. And I want to continue this because I think it's a very intellectual discussion. You are taking, I feel like you're kind of a conservative guy who's coming from conservative roots that is just kind
like
of
us,
really discovering the ideas of liberty, and like us, the military was one of the last vestiges of
you gotta pop the rivets on tyranny.
Yeah, the authoritarian state. And I want to bring you back if you've got time, Jesse, so hang on. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can vote for us. Once a month, we ask for you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. It's a very quick process. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. You only need your email address, and that is used for verification purposes. So do go to vote.freetalklive.com. So, let's continue here. Jesse is still on the line listening to WIMS in Michigan City. We've been having an extended conversation about the ideas of re-achieving, or not, I guess it probably never was there in the first place. So, achieving freedom, liberty in our lifetimes here in America. And I, of course, am an advocate of just regrouping, retreating to some extent, regrouping in New Hampshire, getting liberty activists from around the world, around the country, to gather together in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it sounds to me like Jesse's on board with that. He's booked a plane ticket to Manchester to come check things out here. But on the other hand, he is also still expressing a love for the idea or the ideals that he believes founded the United States federal government.
And I absolutely understand the same ideal. Ian, what shirt am I wearing right now?
Captain America.
I'm wearing my Captain America T-shirt, baby.
He's dead, by the way. I'm like,
no, he's back.
Oh, he's back?
Right. Yeah, you got to keep up with these comic books. What's that, Jesse?
I said I'm here.
Good.
We're not trying to say America bad. What we're trying to say is it looks like the experiment's over, and it looks like we missed. And the kind of thing that you and I, that we were talking about previously, was sort of the need for a standing army, that you believe that America should be around for the idea of a standing army. And I want to quick read you something that James Madison said, the guy who wrote the Constitution. A standing army is one of the greatest mischiefs that can possibly befall a nation. And then he goes on with, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it'll be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And
terrorists.
I say it's happened. I say it happened already, and that there's not much that can be done about it.
Jesse?
Okay. I understand that concept.
Yep.
Okay, well, I would like to address a couple of things that you had said in the last segment, just things that it seems like you take as take for granted. And one of them was that the military needs to be big in order to protect you. And, of course, I responded by saying, well, how many other smaller states around the world are engaged in such warfare? And you admitted that there aren't very many. In fact, you might point out Iraq and Afghanistan, but, of course, they're protecting themselves against the U.S. military.
And a man with a hammer, to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Plus, the presumption that a lot of conservatives make is that, you know, you can ask them this question on its face without mentioning the military, and they'll agree. You can say, well, don't you think that government's inefficient? Oh, yeah, government's inefficient. Well, don't you think that the marketplace does things better than the government does? Oh, yes, absolutely. Free market. And then when it comes around to the military, then for some reason, a big centrally controlled bureaucracy is the preference. So I'll ask you this, Jesse. Don't you feel like protection services could be better provided by the marketplace?
No.
Why?
Because there has to be a standard of service consistent with all people. Some things can't be handled better by the marketplace, and here's why. People tend to disagree on what is effective for them versus what other people agree. So there can only be a consensus to certain things. For example, let's say you have a fire in your home, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you can have fire protection. You can hire a company to come and protect your home against a fire in case a fire breaks out, right? But if you were to do so, then you have to pay a larger amount than is necessary for you to do it as a government. There are essential services, essential things that are provided by government that aren't going to be able to be provided on a free market basis in an economical fashion.
You would think that that was so. However, here in Keene, New Hampshire, trash services provided less at a cheaper price for individuals. You know, that's what you pay. There is no public utility here that collects trash. It's less to have your trash picked up by, you know, a bunch of inefficient organizations that all own their same trash trucks.
What did you pay for trash?
But trash and fire are not the same, because trash is something that you know is going to occur. It's something that you need on a regular basis. So therefore, you have a marketplace that's sustainable. Fire is not something.
It's called insurance.
You cannot have a fire for 6 months, or then you could have 10 fires in a day.
That's insurance.
The problem is that it's not I'm sorry?
That's all solvable by insurance policies.
Well,
insurance policies aren't going to pay for your fire engines to be located in that town.
See, that's where but before you go on, now you're arguing public utilities, and we have an issue here that we need to handle first, and that issue is standing armies. Jesse, I can tell you that if I were Napoleon Bonaparte IV, that and I wanted to take over the world, the last place I'm going to come is the country where there are 300 million people and 300 million guns, because you cannot fight a land war in the United States of America.
I agree with you 100%. There is no way you would be able to take over the United States of America because of our rights to keep and bear arms.
So then why is the military necessary?
What do we need a military for if we're blessed with great neighbor relationships on the north and the south? I mean, Canada runs all the way up there, and Mexico's a very long country, too. We're not going to get – the only way you can hold land is by
occupation.
If we have an Air Force that can fly around the world and drop a bomb wherever we need to drop a bomb, Air Force not being unconstitutional, I think one can equate it to the Navy, you don't need an Army, because the Army is only for occupying land.
Well, I agree with the concept that we should have that militia is key. For the same reason, I believe that if people took their responsibility as free citizens seriously, then we wouldn't need a police force, because I believe as a free citizen, and I apologize if the word citizen offends you, but I believe as a free person,
That's fine.
A free member of society, that I have a responsibility to myself, my family, and my community, that when it comes to threats against those, that it's my responsibility, not my neighbor's, not anybody else's, that it's mine. Hopefully my neighbors are free people as well, and they see it as the same. But the question becomes is, and it goes back to my original question regarding health care, I don't fault the politicians for the state that our country is in, regardless being healthcare, military, or any other subject. I fault the people who let them get away with it. I fault my fellow citizens who are apathetic. That's what I want to change. I want to know, how do I change the level of apathy as an individual? How do I change the level of apathy that has taken place in this country? Because I hate to use this term, but I see them as sheep.
I mean,
they do as they're told. As long as they have their American Idol, and they have their internet, and they have their video games, and they have a job, and they can afford to go on a vacation once a year or so, they're happy.
Jesse, I'm not sure. I concur with what you're saying, but I'm not sure that an engaged and intelligent population is actually going to come up with anything better. You and I have different views on the military. We are both active and engaged.
And that's where the problem comes in.
Basically, your view of the military forces the funding I am forced to pay for through this democratic-type republic that we have.
Correct.
So I think we should solve those problems as often as we can by allowing free people to be free. I don't want to fund more foreign military excursions, whether it's to – and I don't want to be coerced into funding foreign military excursions for whatever the reason is.
I think to say to blame the military is wrong. You should blame the people who hire the politicians who sent the military. It's not the fault of people who are service personnel who want to serve their country and to protect it against foreign and domestic enemies. When I joined the military, I was a military service member. I took an oath to the Constitution. I didn't take it to President Bush. I didn't take it to any politician in Washington, D.C. I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Now, the problem is coercion, Jesse. The problem is forcing your neighbor to go along with whatever your plan is. If you were put into power, you would obviously keep the military and you'd do whatever it is you felt was appropriate with it. But I don't agree with having a government military. I agree with the idea of private protection services. And the problem is I don't have the freedom to disagree with what you're saying.
And the people in the military, like you, Jesse, didn't pick up those arms that they were given by the American people, paid for by the American people. Hold them on the politicians that were keeping a standing army.
So
they just follow orders.
The issue really comes down to coercion. I have no problem. If you want and your buddies want to pool some money together to go invade some other country, I might disagree with you, but I don't want to have to fund that. But the thing is, I am forced to fund those things, and that's where the real problem comes in. You don't want to be forced to pay for the socialized health care. I don't want to be forced to pay for that either, and I don't want to be forced to pay for the military or anything else the federal government does. I thank you. It's been a great conversation. Call us again sometime. We'll continue it. Hour number three is on the way. Got to get to some more of your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.